This is Matt Wells at UN News. The Sami people have lived in Northern Europe long before borders divided the region up into the member states we know today. In Finland, generations of Sami children have attended state-run boarding schools, including this year's now two-time chair of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, Anne Nordgam, whose experiences as a young girl not only left an indelible mark, but also informed her life's choices. At UN headquarters in New York to participate in the forum, the long-serving Sami politician explained to Liz Scafidi the importance of treaty bodies, laws and conventions, but began by talking about her roots back home.
Sami people are indigenous people of Northern Europe, and we are the only indigenous people in European Union. We are about 100,000. Nobody knows the exact figures. We are spread out to Norway, Sweden, Finland and Russia.
How would you describe the relationship between the Sami people and the Scandinavians?
We have always lived in the north parts of Scandinavia, Nordic countries. Since we are living in four different countries, before the states came or the borders were set, the Nordic countries and Russia, they taxed us from different states. And when the borders were established during different times, then we were gathered into four different countries. In all these four countries, we are recognized in a different manner. The best recognition is in Sweden, because in Swedish constitution, the Sami people are recognized as people with self-determination. In Finnish constitution, we are recognized as indigenous people. And in Norway, Sami people are recognized as indigenous population. So we have constitutional recognition in all these three countries, and in Russia, Sami are recognized as small northern indigenous peoples in the constitutions, but not by name, but as a group. The strongest legal protection varies from country to country. The Nordic states, Norway, Finland and Sweden, together with the different Sami parliaments, which are the representative institutions of the Sami in each country, they established a committee to draft the Sami Convention to harmonize the legislation concerning Sami in these three countries. And we hope that to be ratified during this year, next year, in these three Nordic countries.
Generations of Sami children have been taken to boarding schools. Can you talk about this and some of the other issues that your people face?
We have Sami generations who have gone to the boarding schools. Now the government of Norway has established Truth and Reconciliation Commission for both Sami and Kven people in Norway. And they are now inspecting what happened in those boarding schools and in other issues. And in Finland, there is a decision by the government that Truth and Reconciliation Commission solely for the Sami people will be established now in a couple of months to investigate the injustices which Sami people have endured in the past and also at the moment. It will make proposals how to correct those injustices.
But what are the injustices? What happened in the state-run boarding schools?
I could take myself as an example. When I went to the first class, I was 60 years old, and I had to go to the boarding school and stay there for 5 days and then go back during the weekend. I had to learn the language quite quick. My mother tongue was Sami. I was taken to the school where all the teaching was in Finnish, and that has left traces. But then I was lucky enough that the second year school system changed so that there were no more boarding schools in my region. And then that's when I went to the university. I went to research where they tried to find out why I hesitate when I say something. I don't find words. And that's one of the reasons when I had to learn a new language like that, going to the boarding school, that has caused me to lose words. My mother tongue is Sami. And because I, at the age of 6, was taken from my Sami surroundings and put to the completely Finnish surrounding, so that has caused problems to me as an individual. Then there are generations whose parents have been in boarding schools, and then the children have been in boarding schools. And that has led to traumas to parents and children. So there are examples where the parents haven't learned parenting because they have spent their times in boarding schools, and then that has intergenerational influence. So we still suffer of those times when our parents, grandparents have been at the boarding schools and the treatment they have faced. Therefore, for example, in my community, we have the highest rates of childcare cases in all of Finland. And at one point, also, we had the highest numbers of suicides. And there is a direct link with the boarding schools and the experiences from the boarding schools. And therefore, all these Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, they are extremely important for the Sami to discuss, to talk about their past experiences.
Were these schools closed?
They were not closed. The structure changed. For high school, there are still boarding schools for those who come from remote villages.
Can you talk about issues surrounding traditional livelihoods?
Yes. When you look at reindeer herding in Norway and Sweden, it is sole livelihood exclusive for the Sami people. But in Finland, it's both Finns and Sami who are allowed to herd reindeer. In many areas, it is windmill parks now represent this new green energy. And since states are trying to get rid of the old energy models, they are now establishing windmills, often in the areas where it's really windy, so they produce lots of energy. But in often those areas are the major reindeer herding, calving areas where they give birth to new reindeer. And those windmills distract reindeer in many ways because they cause noise, so that the building of the windmills and the green energy in Norway, the Sami people and the Norwegian government are disagreeing if it's proper to build the windmill parks. Sami people have taken these issues to the court, but in Norway, in many cases, they have lost. In Sweden, the windmill companies have made agreements with Sami reindeer herding cooperatives, and there is not that big issue. But of course, there are cases which have been taken to the courts and also to the United Nations treaty bodies. And one of the most famous one is the Rönnbäcken case now, where the decision came in December stating that Sweden has violated Sami people's right to their culture. And in the mining issues in Nordic countries, the Sami region is one of the richest when it comes to the different minerals. There are plans for uranium mines in Finland and all over the northern part of Scandinavia. In many cases, Sami people have resisted those mines because they are established or going to be planned to the most important reindeer herding grazing areas. In many cases, Sami people have not been duly negotiated with, consulted with, so there are many procedural violations. Our principle is that we should keep our areas intact for the future generations.
While reindeer herding is among the most traditional work, fishing has also provided livelihood for those in the coastal area. Can you talk about that?
It's not just on coastal areas, but also inland. I come from salmon fishing, Sami culture. So my family, we have fished always, and we fish with nets during the summertime. And that is our livelihood, our Sami way of living. Of course, we fish also during autumn and winter time, but it is different. At the moment, there is a decrease in the Atlantic salmon species, and the governments of Norway and Finland have agreed for this summer of 2021 to legislate a salmon fishing ban, so we cannot fish in our home rivers in order to protect the salmon. But when you look at the Sami culture and total ban of practicing our culture, it's quite a harsh way to protect salmon. One of the reasons why this is organized this way is that in the fishing agreements, Sami people are not recognized as rights holders, so that we don't have any better right to fish than the rest of the fishermen in the world. And this is one of the gravest human rights violations, both in Norway and in Finland, because we don't have a possibility to practice our own culture.
What has the UN done to support the Sami?
There are not that many UN agencies which work in our region, so we are not that much using different UN specialized agencies, but we are using the treaty body system to fight against industrial development, forestry, mining, green energy, and to get our land rights recognized. We attended the meetings in the national delegations of Sweden, Finland, and Norway to draft ILO Convention 169 on indigenous and tribal peoples at that time during the 80s. And we decided to do it internationally since at that time we didn't get our land rights recognized. So we took the strategy to be involved in drafting the international convention in order that one day to become in force in our own respective countries. So far that has worked in Norway because it's the only country which has ratified ILO Convention 169, but not Sweden or Finland. So we are still working with that. These processes, they take time.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
When it comes to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, we'd like to see Norway, Finland, Sweden, and Russia establish national policy to implement the declaration. And when we look at indigenous peoples worldwide, it is really important that we work together by solidarity. We are able to improve each other's status in different countries. And that's what we are doing in Nordic countries. We try to influence the Nordic governments to defend the indigenous rights in different parts of the world.